March 16, 1903. Suffer little children to come unto me. Ellen G. White. Jesus loves little children. He gave his life not only for the salvation of fathers and mothers, but also for the salvation of children. During his ministry, one mother with her child desired to find him in order that he might lay his hands upon the child. This mother felt that she must take her little one to Jesus for his blessing. She thought of it for some time, for Jesus was not near her, and it seemed too great an undertaking to go to him. But Jesus came nearer, and still nearer, until he was near enough for her to reach him. She started on her journey, and on the way, another mother joined her with her children, and afterward, still others, until several mothers with their children were in the little company that came to the disciples and made known their request. Thinking to do Christ a favor, his disciples sent the mothers away. But when Jesus saw that they were being sent away disappointed, he rebuked his disciples, saying, "Suffer the little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God." Christ saw those children leaving their homes. He saw the little company coming along the dusty way, increasing in number as they journeyed on. And when the children came to him, he took them in his arms and blessed them. Some of the weary little ones fell asleep in his arms, resting their heads upon his bosom. The burdened mothers were comforted. They returned with light hearts, strengthened and blessed, carrying with them the Savior's blessing, which ever afterward they cherished in their humble homes. Let us pray for the blessing of Christ's abiding presence in our homes. Let us take more time to teach our children lessons of faith and trust in Him. We may think that by so doing we are neglecting our business, but are we? We never lose in business transactions by taking time to seek God for His blessing. For those who receive His blessing receive the vivifying power of His Spirit, which revives them in health and strengthens them for their work.